football's huge. It's something we got used to around these parts.
Playoffs to me mean a good time, friends, family, getting around the TV.
Patriots fans, in my mind, are the best in the country.
The Patriots are a sense of pride to our community.
They are phenomenal.
The Patriots mean almost everything to me.
They do their job, and that's why we're where we are right now.
It's the most hated team in the league, and why is that? Because we're the best.
Playoffs mean a good time, hang out with friends, watch football.
Just the word Patriots is all up around here.
They bring inspiration to all of New England.
I hope we go all the way again this year. I'll be there to celebrate when they do.
It brings the community and especially the workplace together.
Brady, Belichick, and winning.
They make you believe that this is going to be the year again.
At Gillette Stadium, where in 25 hours, one of the sport's most engaging rivalries will be renewed between the two teams with the most NFL wins this century. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to this live playoff edition of Patriots All Access presented by Geico. I am Steve Burton. This is the fourth time the Pats and Colts will meet in the postseason, and the Colts come in after one of the greatest comebacks in NFL history. And while the Patriots are during the bye week, Dan Roach tells us it was a very busy week down here in Foxborough.
Patriots took advantage of their first-round playoff bye by working on their fundamentals, hoping they could simply get better as both individuals and as a team. While the players were working on self-improvement during the bye week, the coaching staff kept busy by breaking down film and by watching to see which opponent would be coming to Foxborough.
Ooh, that's a big one.
As soon as the Cincinnati game is finished with, you will obviously know who our next opponent is, and yeah, the coaches will be ready to go.
The 12-4 Patriots will welcome the 12-5 Indianapolis Colts to town Saturday night. The Colts will be coming in sky high following their historic 45-44 comebacking win over the Chiefs last weekend.
We're down 28 points there in the third quarter, and they just made a bunch of good plays, and there's going to be a lot of close games. We've been in a lot of close games. They've been in a lot of close games, probably more than anybody in the league. And, you know, they find a way to win them. That's why they're here at this point.
The Colts are led by second-year quarterback Andrew Luck, who comes off a one-for-the-ages type of performance last week, where he threw for 443 yards and four touchdowns, while also rushing for 45 yards, as well as recovering a fumble for a touchdown.
What really makes him good is, you know, he's mobile. He can escape the pocket, he can escape and run, or escape to throw the ball. And I think everyone already knows he's a really smart guy back there.
On defense, the Colts feature pass-rushing specialist Robert Mathis. The six-time Pro Bowler led the NFL this season with 19.5 sacks.
He's really been a great player for a long time. We've played these guys a bunch over the years, so we kind of know what we're up against. So they got a good team. Just have to try to outscore them, I think. And we got to go out there and put points on the board. That's what our job's going to be.
And one thing you don't want to do with this Indianapolis Colts team is get in a tight game. After their win over Kansas City last week, they're now 7-1 in games decided by 8 points or less this season. And, of course, both teams have great kickers. Steven Gostkowski for the Patriots. And, yes, Adam Vinatieri for the Colts. He, by the way, the man who kicked 3 game-winning field goals in the Patriots' Super Bowl run earlier in the 2000 decade. So some pretty good stuff. Both sides should be fun, should be competitive. We're all looking forward to it. Steve, let's go back to you.
All right, Roachie, thank you very much. We all know about Adam Vinatieri, that's for sure. Joining me now is radio play-by-play man Bob Soucy from 98.5 The Sports Hub. And this is your first playoff run with the Pats, and jitters or what?
Oh, there's a few butterflies swirling around inside, Steve, no doubt about it. Very exciting time. It's really been a thrilling minute all season long.
What is your impression of this team, and how far do you think they can go in the playoffs?
Well, I think there really are no limitations for this team, as they've proven already. It's been tremendously resilient and tremendously resourceful, and I think the Patriots, of course, faced adversity again this past week when Brandon Spikes was placed on injured reserve, but time and again, this team has overcome one injury after another. With Tom Brady back there, with Bill Belichick Belichick on the sideline, I don't think you can ever count out the Patriots, as we've seen time and again this season.
All right, Bob. Well, good luck.
Thanks, Steve. Appreciate
right,
it. Thank you.
Tomorrow. Can I get here soon enough? There's no better way to get your football fixed. We got more Patriots All Access coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
Coming up on All Access.
We'll check in with Coach Bill Belichick on the eve of the Patriots playoff game.
It's an impressive team. You know, they've come from behind and 6 of the 12 wins.
And later, we recognize a significant date in Patriots football history.
This hometown wouldn't have been the same if this team had left here.
You're watching Patriots All Access.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots, pursuing performance excellence for 75 years. And by Gillette, the official shave of the Patriots. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
About football is the physicality of a sport. Every play, every down, you have the opportunity to unleash every bit of force that you have into the opposing man on the other side of the ball.
Wrapped up by Chandler Jones!
Sack from the blind side!
What a play by Chandler Jones!
I've been wanting to play in the NFL since I started playing football when I was in the third grade. So football has been my go-to sport. It's been the sport that I love and have the most passion in. Well, as a kid, every day after school, I had a neighbor. He used to come over to my house. His name was Adam Shulkowski. We had about 40 yards of grass in my front lawn, and we would sit there and we would tackle each other. I'll give him a ball, and he'll give me the ball, and we'll try to run by each other, and we'll just tackle each other.
Wrapped up and brought down in the backfield by the penetrating Chandler Jones.
I loved offense. You know, I played tight end when I was in high school and in Pop Warner. I played wide receiver, but my favorite player was Reggie Bush. So, you know, I kind of wanted to play running back, and I also like Barry Sanders, you know, how they jump and make cuts and all things of that nature. Obviously, my body doesn't work like that, so I couldn't play that position, but I love to watch those guys play.
Anthony Sack, what a play by Chandler Jones.
Football has changed my life. It's actually brought my family closer. You know, my family, they're always traveling. If you guys didn't know, I have two brothers that are professional athletes as well. I have a brother that's in the UFC, and I have a brother that plays for the Baltimore Ravens. And my families are always traveling, and we're getting together and, you know, tailgating and just having more family time and bonding from just these sports that we play, and it's great. I enjoy it.
Well, the Patriots are hoping Chandler Jones steps up big time tomorrow night. Welcome back to Patriots All Access, a special live edition. Bill Belichick certainly has a lot of respect for the Colts, as Scott Zolak found out in his one-on-one interview with the coach, presented by Geico.
Time now for Coffee with the Coach, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
All right, Coach, here we go. It's the Indianapolis Colts again. When you break up tape and you look at things, and, you know, from my past working with you, it's usually in quarters, the previous 3 or 4 weeks. Or do you go back to maybe some of the stuff they did earlier in the year? They're not the same team they were this time last year, is the point.
Oh, I think they've improved a lot since 2012. But we have gone back and watched their, you know, whole body of work this year. We've seen all their games and certainly have concentrated more on the ones that they played more recently. But it's an impressive team. You know, they've come from behind and 6 of the 12 wins. You know, they're a tough team. They're a resilient team. They've beaten a lot of good football teams this year. And, you know, that was a great comeback win they had last week against Kansas City.
All right, they're a game plan specific team, just like yourself. Now, how does that approach? How do you approach that when you start the game plan for them? Specifically, I want to talk about the up tempo part of it, because when you watch them, that's maybe something they didn't do in the area Bruce Arians era, where it seems that's a big part of their offense now, up tempoing things.
Yeah, especially in the latter part of the season, I'd say in the last third of the season, it's you know, it's gained speed and a lot more reps with their offensive team. But look, we know we're going to have to make adjustments during the game. As you said, it's a game plan team in all three phases of the game. They'll have things set up for us that maybe we haven't worked on or they haven't shown all year.
All right, let's face it. Playoffs, they're a different animal. You got a lot of young guys. We're getting late in the year with these guys. It's almost two college seasons for some of them. What are you telling these guys about the playoffs?
Well, I mean, first of all, I think the point you made is a good one, is that these guys really aren't rookies anymore. They've played, you know, like you said, almost two college seasons. So they've gotten a lot lot of snaps, a lot of game plans, a lot of situations have come up over the course of the year for them. And, you know, they've learned from those and they've got some experience. So hopefully they'll put that to good use. You know, it is a little bit higher intensity in the playoffs, no question about that. And we all know that it's single elimination, so there's no second chances. You got to make the best out of every opportunity. And I think that's really the theme for all of us this week.
All right, time now for the Ace Ticket Twitter question of the week, and it comes from @JoanB. Wants to talk about Andrew Luck. What have you seen from year one to year two that he has really improved on? What stands out?
I'd say really a little bit everything. He was good last year. I'd just say every part of his game's improved this year. He's accurate, very accurate on the deep balls, the intermediate throws. He's got a good touch. He's mobile in the pocket. He's strong. He's a hard guy to tackle, and he can run, make plays with his legs. He can also buy time in the pocket, does a good job of looking downfield and making throws when he scrambles as well. He's a good game manager in terms of end-of-the-game situations, clock management, getting out of bounds, avoiding the sack, things like that. So, you know, for a second-year player, I think he's already risen to the, you know, one of the elite players at that position in the league. And, you know, he's got a great future in front of him.
All right, good stuff right there. If you wanted to ask the coach a question like Joan did, you have to follow us on Twitter, @Patriots, hashtag it AskBB. Illustrator later in the show, what are we going to look at?
Well, we got to see Mathis, and okay. I think T.Y. Hilton's on that tape, too.
All right, Coach, good stuff. Good luck this weekend.
Big All right, appreciate it. All Thank
right.
you.
All right, and joining me now is Scott Zolak. Way to make that appearance, my friend. Hey, you know, you think about the Patriots, and you think about them as a veteran team. You look at the Colts, and you say they're a young team. But the Patriots have 21 players that have not experienced the playoffs. Is that a concern?
Well, I think it is a concern somewhat. I mean, you got to count in all the rookies that they have. You got Danny Amendola in his first game, you know, talking about the playoff perspective. But, you know, Colts have a lot of them too, Steve. But I think, you know, at the key positions, specifically head coach and quarterback, I wouldn't want any of the other two guys calling it for a divisional round game. That's Brady, that's Belichick.
How hungry do you think Brady is right now?
I think he's pretty hungry. I think he knows the number that Manning had this year, 55 touchdowns,
right.
You know, 5,000
right.
yards. He was asked about it. Hey, it's nice. That's a cool statistic. I didn't really know about it. He knew about it. You know, you're in your year six, you know, 14 years into this thing.
Mm-hmm.
A window's closing. He knows it.
Quickly, gut feeling?
Gut feeling. I think Buffalo helped them big. I'm talking about the weather, the looming weather. We're going to deal with torrential downpours. Experiencing that, playing in that will help them immensely tomorrow night. I like him by double digits.
All right, so.
All right, but way to go.
All right, see you.
Still ahead, we got the Illustrator, and Christian Fourier sits down with the entire Patriots backfield. That's coming up next. Patriots All Access continues live from CBS Scene. Stay with us. Welcome back to the special live playoff edition of Patriots All Access. For 13 seasons, Andre Carter has been prowling the NFL in search for sacks. He's joined the Patriots in midseason, and his experience has brought a veteran stability to a defense that's been racked with injuries. Here's my conversation with Andre Carter.
Well, let me ask you this. What do you think of this team overall right now? You've been on so many different teams. What do you think of this team?
We're survivors. There's been a lot of battles that we had to overcome through adversity, just through injuries. I mean, we lost a lot of key players through Mayo, Wilfork, Tommy Kelly. We're definitely on the defensive side of the ball. We're young. I tell everybody, and I think I told you before, it feels like being on a college team. We're dealing with freshmen and sophomores. Hence, it lets you know how old you are. Me personally.
Mm-hmm.
And overall, we just the games that we've played, I mean, we've won a lot of close games, and it shows our perseverance throughout the whole season. So our level of accomplishment has been great, but the journey's not over yet. This is a whole new season, and we're prepared mentally and physically to get going and win at home.
Do you have to remind the guys of how important the playoffs are?
Of course. I tell them, especially coming from my experience, I never experienced a lot of, you know, playoff games.
Mm-hmm.
I've experienced more unsuccessful seasons. So playing in the playoffs is a gift, and it's a blessing because you've earned it. Now you have to take advantage of it. You have to embrace it all. When you play on Sunday, just lay it out on the field. Don't be hesitant. Don't overthink. Just do what you did in the regular season. At the end of the day, football is still football.
You mentioned you called this team survivors. What is the attitude Would you say that's the attitude, or is, what's the attitude of this team as it goes into this game coming up against?
When I say survivor, it's not so much in the sense that we're trying to get by, but for when I say survivor, we fight to the end. Mm-hmm. We fight to the finish. And that goes a long way. It shows our strength mentally as well as physically. That, you know, there's always that term, bend but don't break. We've been bending a lot, and we've been constantly a lot more. You know, I always say, I think I need a bacchiotomy because I've bent so much.
Right.
But we remain strong through the fire, and it takes a lot.
All right, my man.
Thank you, sir.
Good luck to
you. Appreciate it. Thank you.
All right.
Time now for Turf, brought to you by Gillette.
It's playoff time!
Divisional week is here. I'm ready to go.
We gotta go get that now.
Don't worry about the ball, because we're gonna talk about receivers. Fleener, we got T.Y. Hilton. How are the Patriots gonna defend him?
Well, it's gonna be tough. Are they gonna pull the whole Jimmy Graham situation where they put Tlaib on the big guy?
Yes.
Like Fleener, or do they jam him up on T.Y. Hilton? I think he's more of a guy that you're gonna see on Jimmy Graham.
Show me what Fleener does, though. So I'll be Andrew Luck. Hey, throw that ball here, bro. Attaboy, nice toss. So I'll be Andrew Luck. You're Fleener.
He's going to be attached to the line of scrimmage. He's also going to be detached from the line of scrimmage. He'll run flat routes out of the backfield. But think of Gronk, just not as physical, not as goofy. He's got the same skill set. So what are you going to want? You want to do a quick little return route? Okay, there's the first one. He's got it. But nice more grab. Importantly, I'm going to do a corner route, right? So here comes Jamie Collins.
It's their
somebody
money
else,
route
I'm
right
cut
here.
It short. Quick little nod right there, and this is an easy pitch and catch right there. And more importantly, great access to run after the catch. Now, T.Y. Hilton, that's a whole nother beast right there, because that's a speedy Gonzalez, man, in the slot.
Which means it could be situationally speaking. So, say, third and four, maybe Tlaib matches up on him like he did with Graham.
Yep.
Now, all of a sudden, you go third and long. Now, all of a sudden, you know where T.Y. Hilton is going to be the guy to wrap the middle of the field. Plus, it's the Colts. So, I'm thinking, you know what?
Ride that corner right there. Smack it.
Zone for it. When will they ever grow up? Much more to come when this live playoff edition of Patriots All Access continues. Stay with us.
Next on All Access.
20 years ago this month, the Patriots franchise's fortunes changed forever. We'll explain.
My objective in doing this is to help bring a championship to New England.
But first, we sit with four of the men who will play a large role in the Patriots' playoff fate.
It's win or go home. To me, it doesn't get any better.
You're watching Patriots All Access.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots. And by Subway. Subway is the home of the famous $5 footlong. Get your favorite this January, like the Subway Melt, packed with crispy bacon. Subway, eat fresh. And by Ace Ticket, the official fan travel partner of the Patriots. For information, call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. Profile is brought to you by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Welcome back to this live playoff edition of Patriots All Access. You know, they combined for more than 2,700 yards and 43% of the Patriots' offense, and their effectiveness in the playoffs will help determine whether or not this team goes to Super Bowl 48. Christian Fourier sits down with four men who play behind Tom Brady.
Pounds, man. Not only is he a big guy, but the man's got moves. He's got speed. He's got a little bit of it all. There's not many people in the league that want to come down and hit that.
He's fast and he's strong. You know he can break tackles and he can catch the ball real well. So he's kind of like a combination of all of us in one.
I'd say Reed is downhill, very, very hard runner, tenacious, and very quick, actually. I think his side-to-side movement, people don't really notice it, but it's really, really good.
We call Shane smooth, because Shane running style is smooth. You can't tell when Shane shifts gears or anything. He's like that Lamborghini you see on the highway, and both of y'all got on the interstate at the same time. For some reason, they take off a lot faster than you did, that Shane.
I played a long time, but I never played in the playoffs until I got here.
It was like Shangri-La for me. So what's it mean for you?
It means a lot for me. I, like you, I haven't been in the playoffs until I got here. And we consistently win, you know, and I mean, we're going to go into these playoffs games. I'm hoping that we continue this little hot streak that we're on right now and hopefully ride that as far as it's going to take us.
But the playoffs and me, I mean, it's one play can send you home or one play you'll be playing next week.
Steven.
It's big time football. And I feel like your big players make the biggest plays in the big games. So that's really what playoff football is about. It teaches you to be hungry. And that's what these next few games are about, is going out there and winning by all means necessary.
It's the show. It's what you play for. It's win or go home. To me, it doesn't get any better. I love the type of games where everything is on the line, where if you don't make a play now, you're not going to be able to make a play next week.
Hesitates and he lost the football.
Ball came loose.
Released. He runs it out the middle. The ball popped free. He's hit and Von Miller picks it up for Denver.
He's got to have the most inopportune fumbles out of any running back we've ever seen here.
Well-publicized struggles, you know, that you had to fight through over the year. How do these guys help you out? These guys tell you anything that you can share with us?
Honestly, man, it's just, I'm not just saying it. These are like my brothers. And I think we all are in competition. And that's enough to keep each other motivated to go out there and push, you know, because it's not three slouches sitting by me. Like, I have three guys right beside me that can take my job at any point in time. So for me, it was just staying positive and realizing that, you know, the bad times are going to pass as well. But these guys all helped me get through it, you know. We don't wish bad, you know, on anybody. We all want to go out there and ball because, I mean, as long as the Patriots have been the Patriots, I think everybody talks about Tom Brady, you know. And for us, it's like we want to be that running, that backfield. We want to be talked about too. So it's a room as a whole. And if we can do that, I think that's the best thing that's helped us get through our struggles that you call, or me, myself, get through my own personal struggles, is that I got some boys beside me that I know will ride with me until then.
Hand off to Blunt. Runs to the middle, and he runs it right. Bolden runs it to the right side, accelerating past the 40. And a foot race to the 5. Ridley's going to win it to the end zone. Pitch is made by Vereen, and he's in for a Patriots touchdown.
Here's what one guy says. If you can run the ball in the playoffs, you have a chance to win. You think he's right?
It's true. That's right. Any game, not even the playoffs, you can run the ball effectively, you can win the game. You control the clock. You keep their offense off the field. You get their defense tired just by pounding the ball over and over again. And that's the beauty about this group right here. You get this one, then you get this one, then you might get this, then you might get this. So it's no telling what we can do, but all four of us can run the ball. And it's, and I mean, the coaches, I don't think the coaches have a problem putting the ball in any of our hands. But if you can run the ball effectively, you can win any game.
It's a passing league, right? That's what you hear all the time. But in the last couple of weeks, it's changed a little bit. The philosophy has changed. I know Brady's probably not the one saying, hey, let's hand it off. I know he loves you guys, but he wants to throw the ball. Why do you think that's changed in the past couple of weeks for you guys?
I think it's been effective, you know, and it's been working. And if it ain't broke, don't fix it, you know. And we've been running the ball well, and it's been helping our passing game as well. You know, the more we run, the more open the passes, play action. And I think it just helps the offense roll, especially when we try to start going fast and play at an up-tempo. I think it really, really works in our favor.
All right, joining me now is Christian Foyer. And let's talk about this backfield, because there are four grown men,
yeah,
professional athletes. Do they all get along? How close
are
they?
Well, you know, there's one ball, and human nature would tell you that they wouldn't be rooting for the other guy like they say they are in the piece. But I walked out of there believing them, that they are one unit. They are rooting for the other guy. Everyone's just as happy if Shane Vereen hits the touchdown or if Bolden gets a touchdown. It doesn't matter, which was, I think, important, especially this time of year when you really need to lean on each other.
LeGarrette Blount ran up a storm in the last game. Can he pick up where he left off?
I think they're definitely going to be keying on him. Mm-hmm. But he's the type of back that the more he gets the ball, the better he is. And again, you have a nice little compliment. You know, if you can stick Ridley in there, I mean, he's just as physical. He's just as strong. Okay, different styles, But they I think they still get the same outcome. And defensive backs, once they get by that front line, they really need to think about whether they're going to lower their head and tackle either one of those guys.
Have the Patriots become more of a running team? I mean, you know, when you talk about the Patriots, everybody talks about Tom Brady. Has this team become more of a running team now?
I think it's you do what you have to do. And in the last 2 weeks, they've had to run because of the weather. The guys were hurt. But one thing about the Patriots is they can morph into anything they want to. If they feel they need to run it, they run it. If they feel they need to pass it, they pass it.
Well, one of the questions Christian asked these guys is, who wants the ball on 4th and 1? Check it out.
So here's some truth serum right now, okay? It's 4th and 1. Game's on the line. You're the coach. You got to give the ball to one of these four guys. You included, obviously. Who gets the ball?
Man. Blunt.
Oh!
I'm going with the big fella, of course.
Going with the big fella?
I like 250 on 4th and 1 any day.
What number are you going to call?
My own, I guess. I mean,
if
the game's on the line, yeah, I mean, I have most confidence in myself. I mean, I love those guys as well. Don't get me wrong. I love them like my brothers, but, I mean, I'm always going to choose myself.
All right. I love it.
I'm going to get the ball.
Okay, that's all I need to know.
Up next, a look at the Colts, the Belastrator, and our roundtable. Stay with us. The live edition of Patriots All Access comes to you live from CBS Team.
Fires to the end zone, and it is caught. Touchdown, Rob Gronkowski. Tumbling end over end. Edelman takes it on the fly. 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Ring it up. Touchdown, Julian Edelman. Brook takes the snap, and he's back to throw. Fires left. Intercepted. That is Alfonso Dinner. Overthrew it to the far side. That's Talib at the 45, 40, 35. He's going to go all the way. So he's turned the ball over 4 times today, so that's going to be the football game.
Welcome back to this live playoff edition of Patriots All Access. The signing of Deion Branch has certainly added more intrigue to this matchup. But a look at the quarterback shows that after 34 starts, Andrew Luck has the same record, 3 more touchdown passes, and the same amount of interceptions that Tom Brady had after his first 34 starts. Jackie Britton has more on how the Colts are gearing up for the Pats.
The Opponent News is brought to you by GEICO.
Alex is going to throw one down the sideline. Out of bounds! Out of bounds! Colts are going to win! It's the second biggest comeback in NFL history.
I think you look at this team, they're very opportunistic.
Ball's loose, Luck picks it up, and Luck scores!
It seems like it's a team to me, when you look at their body of work, you know, they've been able to beat Seattle, San Francisco, Denver, and they've beaten all the top teams that people talk about in the National Football League.
Andrew throws back in the end zone, touchdown, Colby Fleener.
And he sets up, he's being hit, and tackled, and dropped on the play, and the guy who gets it, Robert Mathis.
Shovel pass to Trent Richardson, touchdown.
They're a good football team, and I know that, you know, the Patriots will not take them lightly because you watch them on tape, and you see all those elements.
And when you turn on the tape, chances are that the first person you'll notice is quarterback Andrew Luck. All he's done is throw for more yards in his first 2 years than any other quarterback in NFL history.
He's going to throw one way downfield, and T.Y. got it. He's going to score. He's going to score. He's going to score.
And this kid, Andrew Luck, in his second year, it's going to be uncanny, but he's going to remind you of what? Of the guy that he just replaced.
Pass to Andrew. Throws underneath. Caught again, this time by T.Y. Hilton.
The only thing I'd say different, this kid can run.
And it's Luck running it himself, and he's in. Touchdown, Colts.
Tom Tom Brady and Andrew Luck have more things in common than the number 12. Look, we all know what happened in Indianapolis when the Colts overcame a 28-point deficit. But the question is, can Luck beat out the guy who's been at it for 14 years? Will the luck run out against Brady? Steve?
All right, Jackie, thank you very much. Time now for my favorite part of the show, the Bellustrator.
Time now for the Bellustrator. Time to get out that pen, break down the Colts. It's brought to you by Putnam Investments and Coach. A lot of good plays. You look at that Colts game from the past couple weeks. I mean, this team can play.
Well, a very explosive team, and you know, I think one of the most explosive players in the league is Robert Mathis. And here he is in the Texans game. Seemed out at the bottom of the screen, run around the corner. You know, against a good blocker there. That's Brown, and. You know, the quarterback just can't do this, you know, hold the ball and try to outrun Mathis, and it's just suicide, really. Strip sack, turns into a safety, fumble, just, you know, a bad play. But, you know, he's had so many of those this year that you know, you just can't discount them. They show up a lot.
So many times you see, you know, it happens every week in the league where a tackle will take that guy upfield and the quarterback runs just right into him as he passes him by.
Yeah, you sure don't want to do that. You know, this is a three-man rush, so here's Mathis coming around the corner again. And, you know, Smith doesn't really step up into the pocket. Mathis is able to get his hand on him, and so the ball just kind of flutters up in the air. Goes in for an easy interception there to Freeman. So whether it's strip sacks, tip balls, hitting the arm for interceptions, you know, this guy's a very, very disruptive player that, you know, we're going to have to do a good job on Saturday night.
Okay, is that pretty descriptive right there? You know, third long, second long, they'll bring only three?
No, they mix it up. But okay. But one thing, when you're in this situation, it's usually not good. And they get a lot of plays, whether it's sacks or interceptions, tip balls like this. Here's the same play from the end zone. But, you know, it's we got to stay out of those long-haired situations, and no doubt about that. You know, this is Hilton here, and he's running a post pattern. This is Lewis back here, the safety for Kansas City. And you can see how T.Y. Hilton just gets right on top of him, spins him around, and before Barry can get back over there, Luck finds him. And this is a good job by Luck of stepping up in the pocket, finding that space where he can, you know, step up and make the throw. And he's very, very accurate on the deep balls. You know, this one's right on the money. It's obviously the receiver's open, but he does a great job putting the ball right on the money deep down the field and creating those big plays. So, you know, we got to do a good job of, you know, not letting them get it all in one shot like they did here against Kansas City, and as Hilton's very capable of doing. This is a play here in the Texans game where this time Hilton's in the slot. You can see his quickness coming off the line of scrimmage. He's the inside player here, the third receiver to the inside, and he comes off and does a quick shake move there on Joseph, gets upfield, takes a deep angle on the flag route, and again, this is a great example of Luck stepping up in the pocket and making a throw where there's just so little space to get the ball in there, but he puts it in there perfectly to T.Y. Hilton over the shoulder for catching a big play. So the post pattern against Kansas City, the flag pattern here against the Texans, you know, great throws, great catches, and, you know, very explosive plays here by T.Y. Hilton.
It's a great route for a young guy. People forget it's his second year, but as you said, he clears that defender, and he re-stems that route, gets back on him. So many young guys will just continue to run past him. Got your hands full this week.
You betcha.
All right, Coach, go get him.
Right,
big game.
You.
All right, there's your Bellustrator. Stick right there. We got more Patriots All Access back right after this.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam, celebrating 75 years of service to financial advisors, their clients, and institutions worldwide. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots. And by Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots.
This is my hometown, and I just believe this hometown wouldn't have been the same if this team had left here. My objective in doing this is to help bring a championship to New England.
Patriots now are and have long been looked at as a gold standard franchise. And that would not have ever been possible without Robert Kraft, his sons, his group. Man, 20 years already?
Fires, intercepted, touchdown, Teddy Bruschi! And the fans are throwing snow into the air.
Back-to-back world championships, 3 out of 4. Yes, it's a dynasty.
And for the first time in the 88-year history of the National Football League, a Patriots football team has gone 16-0.
And the Patriots are going to the Super Bowl. How about that?
The bottom line is winning football and doing it with class. And they had that down a long time ago.
Robert, congratulations on the 20th year of owning the New England Patriots. I'm proud to say that I've worked for you a lot of those years, and certainly in 96, the first year I was here, was a great year for me and my family, and all the years that I've been here as a head coach, and all the great times that we've enjoyed together are special memories in my life, and thank you for giving me that opportunity.
I can't believe it's been 20 years. I'm so proud to be able to share in the success you've enjoyed over the past 2 decades, and here's hoping the best is yet to come.
Well, it certainly has been 2 decades of excellence on the field since Robert Kraft took over the Patriots. Time now for our roundtable discussion with Mike Reese and Paul Perillo. All right, Colts have a couple of weapons. Not a whole bunch, but they have a couple. T.Y. Hilton. I'm going to start with him. Who's going to cover T.Y. Hilton, and would you put Aqib Talib on
it? You know, I want him to be involved. I don't necessarily want to match him up one-on-one. I don't think Hilton is that kind of receiver. I think he's a little bit smaller and shiftier. I'd like to bracket him and make sure he doesn't break containment, but I don't think you have to treat him like A.J. Green or Julio Jones or one of those guys. Bracket coverage.
I would agree with that, and one thing I've noticed from watching the Colts, it's not like if you take Hilton out of the game, Steve, they won't throw to other guys and it will paralyze their offense. They have other guys, Kobe Fleener, the tight end, Lavon Brazil, receiver, other guys that can make plays too.
When you guys say Hilton's shiftier, can Aqib Talib stay with a guy?
Well, that's why I don't want to match him up one-on-one. I don't think it's a great matchup. Right. I think Talib is a better cornerback than Hilton is a wide receiver, but I don't think it's a great matchup for Talib physically.
Another weapon, Robert Mathis. 19.5 sacks.
Yeah, leads the NFL. I think, to me, disruptive player can change a game. Reminds me of Terrell Suggs in that 2009 playoff game. Early strip sack of Brady turns into a touchdown. That's what you can't have happen.
Well, he's got a lot of strip sacks.
Yeah, he's one of the, I think, 8 on the season, 8 forced fumbles, and he is that guy. And he can be held quiet for a lot of the game. You saw last week, though, he makes one big play in the middle of that third quarter, completely changes momentum. Patriots can't let that happen.
All right, let's talk about their quarterback, Andrew Luck, because here's a guy that threw 3 picks last week, but didn't get rattled. Okay, came back and won the game. Andrew Luck does not, for a young guy, I'm impressed by this guy. He doesn't get
around. Yeah, I am too, Steve. I think he is the best of those young gun quarterbacks. And listen, if they fall way behind, he's probably going to throw interceptions. Those interceptions didn't start until it was 31-10 last week.
Mm-hmm.
He hadn't thrown any until it was 31-10. So for him to make that comeback while throwing 3 interceptions is really saying something. And I think you're right. The amnesia that he has, very impressive, the poise.
One thing that has stood out to me with this Colts team, they don't turn the ball over very much. Fewest in the league. That comes right back to the quarterback and Andrew Luck. You're going to have to beat this team. They're usually not going to beat themselves.
All right. Here's the scenario. Adam Vinatieri lines up for the kick. Could this be a huge nightmare here?
Why does this game have to be that close?
It's been 8 years since Adam and Lee has been here, since he left.
I listened to Bill Belichick talk about Adam Vinatieri, and I know where that kick is going if it happens. Right over the middle bar. It's not going to be squeaking inside one of the uprights. It's going to be right down the middle. Both of these kickers are excellent. I hope it doesn't come down to an Adam Vinatieri kick.
So here's what I'd say. If you're the Patriots, you have a chance at the end of the game. You're playing situational football. Do you want your defense to have to close it out? No. Maybe you take a little more of an aggressive mindset, knowing that Vinatieri's on the other side.
The weather. It's going to be a huge factor tomorrow. It's going to rain. Yep. We know that.
A lot of people are talking about a situation like Buffalo, and we saw the kind of impact that had on the passing game, even Brady's passing game. And one thing I'll say about Luck is, as impressed with him as I am, I don't know if there's a track record, really, in bad weather. He's had some cold weather games, but I don't know if he's played in any bad weather coming from Stanford.
An elements game. One thing I would say, cautioning from a Patriots side, I know people saying, hey, they wanted it against the Bills in the season finale. They did have 4 fumbles in that game. Fortunate to recover them all. I don't think it's necessarily a shoe-in that the bad weather is an advantage for the Patriots.
Quick prediction time.
I like the Patriots in this game. I think they get a lead early and they make Indy play catch up 31-23.
A lot of points. Patriots 34-27.
Oh, I said 38-27. So, all right. We'll see what happens. Hopefully they'll be moving on and it may be Denver. All right, that's going to do it for this live playoff edition of Patriots All Access. For Mike Reese and Paul Verrilli, I'm Steve Burton. Don't forget, tomorrow night we have a special half-hour edition of Patriots Game Day starting at 7 o'clock. And kickoff is at 8:15, all right here on WVZ. Have a great night, everyone. For everyone behind the scenes, I'm Steve Burton. See you later.